Okodi, and we begin from health, where Akwaibom citizens could be expecting a 34th anniversary gift in primary health care as the government is finally meeting the criteria to access federal government's basic health care provisions fund. Before now, primary health care in the state had not received the needed attention it deserves, even when it is the closest health level to the people. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, there should be a primary health care facility in every ward across states. But based on the foregoing, it becomes necessary to ask, are there primary health care centers in all the 329 wards in Akwaibom State? In what condition are there? How many health workers are in each of them? And how equipped are these primary health care centers? In this special report, our correspondent Dianime Uku attempts to answer these questions and many more. Take a listen.
Primary health care is the first level of contact for individuals, the family, and the community, and addresses the main health problems, providing health promotion, preventive, curative, and rehabilitative services. One fundamental principle of primary health care is accessibility, which means every member of the community should have access to treatment and health care at a minimal cost, if not free. Primary health care is made up of 8 components, which are public hygiene education, proper nutrition, clean water and sanitation, maternal and child health care, immunization, local disease control, accessible treatment, and drug provision. With the World Health Organization specifying that every political ward should have a primary healthcare facility, one would wonder, what is the state of primary healthcare facilities in our wards? How equipped are they? And what is the level of human resources deployed to man them? To bridge this gap, the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency was established in 1992 as the first level of contact between Nigerians and their health system, with a mandate to provide technical and programmatic support to states on the development of primary healthcare. For implementation of this mandate, states had to establish the agency to cater for the health needs of the people at the lowest level. To ensure proper financing, the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund, which is a federal and state-funded initiative, was introduced in 2018. Basic Healthcare Provision Fund is a 1% consolidated revenue fund of the federal government and other sources, where 50% is kept for national health insurance, 45% for national primary healthcare development, and 5% for emergency. The fund is to be sent directly to the ward development committees, having identified specific areas of need in their respective primary health facilities, only when the state meets the criteria to access it, and will be supervised by the state primary healthcare development agency. According to Ubongepe, the state lead of Connected Development, CODE, an NGO that tracks funds released by federal government for projects across the country, Akwaibom State has lost over 200 million naira since 2018 for being unable to meet the criteria for the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund. In a bid to access the fund, Akwaibom State government, through the primary healthcare development agency in the state, has concluded the training of 1,316 persons drawn from the 329 wards in the state to promote primary healthcare services. Thus trained persons, 4 per ward, form the ward development committees and are to manage the funds to meet the peculiar needs in their primary health centers. Speaking on this development, the Executive Secretary, Akwaibom State Primary Healthcare Development Agency, Dr. Eno Ata, noted that the training is the last part of the criteria to meet before the funding, expressing the hope that with the funding available, primary healthcare will receive a big boost in the state.
The training is particularly directed at our community members who make up the WDC or the Ward Development Committees, as well as the officers in charge of the different health facilities at almost all the wards in the state. So 4 per ward, 2 of them from the health facility, the officer in charge and the deputy, as well as 2 from the ward development committee. So 4 times that number, that gives you 1,316. These funds will serve as a catalyst. We don't expect that these funds will now solve the whole problem. But if with their little funds, they've been able to at least put in windows all government now has to do is make sure that the roof is in place. Make sure that, okay, whatever borehole has been dug, they have storage facilities and that the water pump is protected. So it's like an addition to what government still intends to do for the people.
Dr. Atta also spoke on plans to monitor the ward development committees to ensure judicious use of the funds.
The money that is supposed to come to us at the state level is already sitting in the state account. Before National allows us to go ahead and disburse, we have to make sure that after this training, they set up their bank accounts in a commercial bank. All of these things are going to be verified. We're not going to use any existing accounts that they have. So we have a designated account that will be set up. They also have to give us business plans. Tell us that after the training, we sat down together and said, this is what we're going to do, and come up with an actual plan. And then once we go through the business plans and they are approved, they're shared with National. At the state level, we get the plans at the agency. We also share with the State Ministry of Health. Once those plans are approved, they're sent to National. Final approval, then we're supposed to disburse money to them. So we are just going to supervise them very closely. They'll have to tell us step by step what they're going to discharge the money to. If there's anything out of what we have agreed, they will not be allowed to proceed.
Some health workers in the primary health care centers also spoke on what they expect the funds to address urgently.
When the fund comes down, we make sure that we provide those things like drugs, amenities for deliveries, and other care. We make sure that those things are available so that when the patients now come, they won't lack anything.
Like the health center I am working, I'm the only person working there. Since I am here, the place is closed down. There's no water, there's no light, the roof is not in order. Termite invested the roof and it fell down. I need sphygmomanometer because of the high rate of hypertension that is occurring. I also need rain scale, like suction machine. I need it. We procure drugs on our own. There's no drugs provided by the government.
For members of the ward development committees, the funds will be sunk directly into their peculiar areas of need.
Those facilities that were not available for improved quality service delivery be made available through this funding. In my health center, the physical building is not a very good state, so we need to improve on the state of that building. That place always in darkness because there's no light. There was a potable water that was set up there, but that potable water, so I think some vendors tampered with the distance. So we need to fix up that water. Right now, I think we have only one health officer that is working that place. So we intend to recruit basic staff that is required to support.
From month to month. So the media area and good to win a candidate.
To ensure transparency and accountability, Ubongekpe of Connected Development said it was necessary to follow up and ensure that the money was judiciously spent to meet the health needs of the people.
So we realized through our follow the money process that the state government has lost over 200 million due to their inability to meet the requirements to attract the 1% consolidated fund from 2018 till date. So we paid an advocacy visit to the executive secretary and we had discussions and she told us that the agency has made concerted efforts to meet these requirements to attract this funding. So we believe that when governments are involved in community development projects, that the civil society and the media should be carried along so we would know in real terms what the government is doing to improve the lot of citizens.
Against this backdrop, it is hoped that with Akwa Ibom State Government finally meeting the criteria to draw the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund, primary healthcare centers in the state will wear a new look with basic equipment, drugs, and manpower in place to cater for the health needs of citizens.
This special report was done by Danime Uko
and produced by Inimisi Ekong.